Now, if you had to name the national drink of Scotland, you'd say whiskey. You probably haven't heard of Scotland's Iron Brew. NPR's Susan Stone discovered on a recent visit to Glasgow and sent us tonight's audio postcard.
Anyone in Glasgow will proudly tell you what might be the most astounding fact about Iron Brew. It outsells Coca-Cola in Scotland. You'll see Iron Brew in the hands of grannies and teens, empties littering the side of the road, overpriced bottles in airports. But it also holds a mythology as deep as the Highlands. The drink was first created in 1901, and it hasn't really changed since. The recipe is top secret, says factory shift manager Mike McCabe.
Only two people know of what we call the essence, which is the main ingredient to brew, the brew essence. And it is Mr. Robin Barr, the chairman of the group, and one other director who no one knows who that is.
All the essence, or syrup, is mixed at the AG Barr factory in Cumbernauld, about 15 miles outside Glasgow. Just add water, a lot of sugar, a little actual iron, and some affection, and you have a homegrown hero.
It's an odd blend. It's a very unique. When you finish tasting it, you can probably say to yourself, well, now I've really tasted iron in my drink.
The achingly sweet and, yes, slightly metallic flavor even attracts more refined palates, like Chef Nick Bjork.
It sounds quite silly if you start to analyze it, but like a glass of wine, but I guess that's what you do. It has the aroma of almost bubblegum with a sort of orange creaming soda flavor at the same time.
Bjork is originally from Australia. He came to visit Glasgow a few years ago and fell in love with Scotland and its products.
I then used Iron Brew for syrups in mousses and also in a sorbet. One was a Iron Brew and whiskey sorbet, which went down a treat with the punters, and was also great for any tourists that came because they got a double whammy of true Scottish cuisine in the one go, and it was great.
Like all bar managers here, Jim Wilson keeps a good supply of Iron Brew on hand. He uses it not just as a mixer, but as a hangover cure, instead of the traditional big greasy breakfast.
Sometimes you just can't look at a fried egg. Your stomach's churning already, you see a fried egg in your plate, you know, nah. But an Iron Brew, you can always think an Iron Brew.
As a Scottish legend, Iron Brew even has its own tartan of shocking orange and bright royal blue. And yes, there is an Iron Brew kilt. Susan Stone, NPR News.
For more on Iron Brew, check out our website at npr.org.